Hello, we are reading from the book of Shamati, article 58, Joy is a Reflection of Good Deeds. You can find the study material on our website and the Arvut system. When you click the study material button in the top menu, you can send your questions through the Arvut system, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Shamati 58, Joy is a Reflection of Good Deeds.
We are seeing a very unique phenomenon. People who come to spirituality, to the wisdom of Kabbalah, to learn something about what has to do with the soul. At first, they're very inspired, excited, and then they go into some state where they don't know what's going on with them. They go into some sort of an inner stoppage, and that may take a long time. And here we have to understand this phenomenon. Why such a person who comes so excited, having found this wisdom and such feelings and thoughts and questions about creation and answers about creation, even though he might not understand all of it, but still it's all in front of him. It's like he comes to the shore and the ocean is in front of him, and he can't just drink the whole ocean at once, but it's already in front of him. He's already in contact with something. There's no more need to look for something. It's all there. And here we see that our advancement in knowing the components of the revelation of the Creator don't awaken so much joy and excitement within us. Why? Because it all depends on the intention. Are we really working on this to achieve a spiritual vessel, and that means bestowal? And if we were in some degree of bestowal, we would surely be joyful in that vessel. But if we haven't yet reached that vessel of bestowal, then we're in all sorts of states where we want to escape, we just block ourselves, we feel like just moving away from this, falling asleep, because spirituality, the more we even just manage to hear what it is, not even know what it is, then it is repelling to us. It's bestowal, love of others, devotion, something that's opposite to our nature. So how do we nevertheless aim ourselves correctly towards the goal? And even though we don't want it, we acknowledge in a healthy manner that we don't want it, that we can't do it. And what should we do in relation to that? And that's a big discernment, that if we feel joy, then it has to be a result of good deeds. Let's read.
Shamati 58, joy is a reflection of good deeds. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. If the deeds are of holiness, hence joy appears. However, we must know that there is also a discernment of a klipa, a shell. In order to know if it is holiness, A scrutiny is in the reason. In holiness, there is reason. And in the Sita Acha, the other side, there is no reason. Since another God is sterile and does not bear fruit. Hence, when gladness comes to a person, he should delve in words of Torah in order to discover the mind of Torah. We must also know that gladness is discerned as upper illumination that appears by iman, which is good deeds. And the Creator sentences one where one is. In other words, if one takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, there is an immediate upper illumination on this, which is also considered eternity. And even if one evidently sees that he will soon fall from his degree, he still sentences one where one is. It means that if a person has now made up his mind to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, it is considered wholeness. However, if he takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven and does not want that state to remain in him forever, this thing and this deed is not considered wholeness. And naturally, the upper light cannot come and rest on it. This is because it is whole and eternal, and is not about to change. With the person, however, even if he wants, the state one is in will not be forever.
I think we should read again. It says, read even 100 times until somehow the matter in general becomes evident. Please.
Shamati 58. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. If the deeds are of holiness, hence joy appears. However, we must know that there is also a discernment of a shell. In order to know if it is holiness, the scrutiny is in reason. Since in holiness there is reason, whereas in the Sitra Acha, the other side, there is no reason, since another God is sterile and does not bear fruit. Hence, when gladness comes to a person, he should delve in the words of Torah in order to discover the mind of Torah. We must also know that gladness is discerned as upper illumination that appears by man, which is good deeds. And the Creator sentences one where one is. In other words, if one takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, there is an immediate upper illumination on this, which is also considered eternity. And even if one evidently sees that he will soon fall from his degree, he still sentences one where one is. It means that if a person has now made up his mind to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, it is considered wholeness. However, if he takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven and does not want that state to remain in him forever, this thing and this deed is not considered wholeness. And naturally, the upper light cannot come and rest on it. This is because it is whole and eternal, and is not about to change. Whereas, with a person, Even if he wants, the state one is in will not be forever.
Meaning, even the slightest, smallest state, if we have somewhat of contact with godliness, if we want it to remain, if we're willing to remain in that state for eternity, it becomes true spirituality. And thus we advance. Okay. Let's start from Hebrew 10.
Lo shomim. Lo shomim.
We don't hear you.
Piti 19.
Okay, PT 19.
Morning, thank you, Rav. How many times should a person ask for the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity so it will remain for eternity?
All the time, non-stop. Because whatever we receive, as we want to receive spirituality, it's only from above and always by first preceding the man, the deficiency for it. So we have to make sure that we always have a deficiency towards the Creator, that we want to discover Him, to discover the spiritual state in order to bring Him contentment, and more than that we don't need. That is called longing for eternity. Africa 1.
Hi Rav, what is the issue of the klipa that it speaks of in the beginning of the article?
Klipa ze she ma she moshech otanu
lo klipa, shell, is what attracts us not to bestow through the group to the Creator. We have a very simple path. Me, the group, the Creator. And the Creator is not outside the group. It appears within the group. So it's me and the group and the extent to which I'm included in it, I assimilate in it. That's how I complete my entire path. A lot is written about it everywhere in the Zohar, in other places. So that's how we need to determine our state. Either it's me separately, or it's us together. And together means that in that togetherness resides the upper force, which designs my group and draws me into it. And as I'm included in that vessel, I am joyful. Yes.
Sometimes when a state of joy is revealed in the group, you sort of want to open it up and go deeper inside of it. Is this a correct approach? Because it seems like we're making a flaw here somewhere.
I'll tell you, from my experience, I spent a long time and many times being in connection with the group and outside the connection with the group, and I would demand from Rabash explanations for why it's happening, and he would always say one thing, just keep going. Anything but leave. That's the most final principle thing, that you don't let go of the path. You can't do something today. In a month, in 2 months, you will see changes. But you at least maintain the external framework. That's the group, gathering of friends, the lessons, of course, whether it's conventions, meals, whatever you can. Physically, you have to do it. Because with respect to the physical state, there's no nothing to scrutinize, and there's no discount. Now, how much can you join your heart and your longing and your ability? That's a different thing. That's already a spiritual issue. According to how much the Creator sets up these disturbances on your path, trying to strengthen you, to teach you in different ways.
So if,
okay.
Sorry, Rav, if we have, let's say we have a meeting in the 10, let's say the meeting is 30 minutes long, and within this meeting a really joyous state is revealed, and we want to try and extend the state, so we push the meeting to go longer. We do this either for a selfish benefit, or is there something spiritual to this?
That's not important. Don't try to start scrutinizing whether it's egoistic or not, because by that you're measuring the connection and the joyfulness from connection in some intellectual way. It's not worthwhile. No. It's recommended to just continue as much as you can on the one hand, and on the other hand, if you decided about half an hour, then make it half an hour. Okay, extend it five more minutes, but no more than that, because then it just becomes, you know, more than necessary, like over. Not recommended, but main thing is to be grateful that at the end of the gathering we should all be grateful to the Creator for bringing us to that connection and giving us the opportunity to connect, and we are thankful to Him, and we hope that we've come closer to Him, and we truly hope that He will appear in our connection. That's it. Okay. Italy 3.
Grazie Rav, buongiorno. Qual è il nostro compito? È quello di trovare il punto d'adesione con il creatore.
Thank you, good morning. What is our assignment? To find the point of adhesion with the creator. Each time we lose it, we have to try and locate it again. Is this what he means by eternity?
Yes, to always be seeking, and the Creator will each time tear our connection, disconnect, and then we have to look for it again, and then He disconnects and we look for it again, and this is called the ins and outs, and by many actions like that, we each time correct a new broken record, and that's how we advance. That's it. So, not let go, but the other way around. It says the Torah comes out of Zion. Zion refers to the word Yetziah, exit. And so, specifically from the exits, when we are thrown out of the spiritual sensation, and we are then drawn back to it, specifically from the Creator throwing us out, pushing us out, and then we come back to Him, in that way we correct the shattered records that come from the shattered vessel of Adam HaRishon. And each one corrects what he has to correct. The faster he does that, the faster he comes to the final correction. As we read with regards to Baal Shem Tov, that he went through 400 ups and downs within minutes. So we have to try to understand the necessity of being thrown out, and then we come back, and then being thrown out again, and we come back again. That's our work. After a few such actions, we come to a more scrutinized connection, something clearer in our thought and feeling, and we advance. And as we advance further, there's greater disconnects, because we've achieved some height and then we fall from it. And so the descents each time are greater than the ascents, because the descents reveal to us the new vessels, the deficiencies, and the ascents are only in order to correct and determine the contact with spirituality. So the ascent is very short. And the descent is typically, could be long, but we have to resist it. We have to resist the lengthiness of it. And as quickly as possible, not bear the distance from the group and spirituality and work on it intensively. In short, to always be working on attaining the connection between us and the Creator, that should be our constant direction.
Merkaz 1.
The more we receive reason, we find reason, then the next time we're going to have to go higher above reason. That's always the case. So when we go above reason, it's not that we don't acquire reason. On the contrary, we acquire the reason of Kedusha, of bestowal. And that's how we advance. So, one who goes above reason becomes more sensitive, wiser, and he discovers more in a vessel called above reason, but he actually has more reason of Kedusha. So he understands both corporeality and spirituality. And what he needs, he receives. All right, Kiev, dear student.
Yes, beloved Rav. We experience descent in a sense, as you explained, and he writes here in the article that we raise man, and as a result, the Creator sentences us. But how here in this height to receive the sacred Malchut?
To accept the Malchut of heaven for eternity means that we want only that to manage us, only the connection between us and the Creator that should appear according to our expectation in our connection. That's what should be in front of us. When I look through the group at the Creator, just like when you're shooting a rifle, so you have your eye, you have the first aim and the second aim, because one is not enough. You need to have 3 points: your eye, and then 2 aims, and then you can align yourself. And so that's how it turns out that I come closer to the friends. I want to unite with them, and in the connection with them, I want to identify the Creator. This is called Israel. The light and the Creator are one. The one who yearns is called Israel, Yashar, straight to the Creator. Oraita, the Torah, is that mechanics, the kli, the vessel through which I advance. More accurately, it's the light that reforms. And the Kutcha Brichu, blessed be He, refers to the Creator. And so in that exact way, I'm in contact with Him.
That's what we do each time.
Right.
Cycle of work. He writes that sometimes it happens that we don't receive it for eternity.
As much as we can. Look, we can't measure whether it's for eternity or not, whether it's real or only how I feel it. let's at least for now, I want it to be like that, and that's enough.
Turns out that it's up to me, it's my decision that I wanted to have it for eternity.
You only, it's up to you only. It's all according to man's decision. All right.
German 3.
German 3.
Доктор Хаверим, Раф, вот вы вначале так вошли
на
тех людей, которые в ступоре. Вот я вижу, что я в этом ступоре нахожусь долгое время.
You interfered in the workshop and you said that there are friends who are in the dead end. And I can feel it. What is the test one should make in order to check that? Because I don't see any joy.
First of all, you look at your state and you see that you don't have what you want. And so you're unhappy. You're dissatisfied with the Creator, with the group, with me, with wherever it is you've fallen into. Meaning, your egoistic attitude corrupts everything. And why do you feel it like that? Specifically for you to turn upside down. So try, and we talked about it before, try each and every moment to invert your thinking, not about yourself, but about the Creator, that you're willing to do something for Him, for His benefit, to make Him happy. Try. In all kinds of states, in all kinds of actions you do, try to make it so that you are doing it in order to bring Him contentment. Make these exercises, start practicing it, and you'll see how it pulls you out of that hole you're in now. You'll see that by that you begin to have some illumination, some joy, some direction, some high spirits. Try it. I spoke about it a few months ago already. All right. Okay. Tel Aviv 4.
So, how is this joy expressed towards the friends? You have to come with a high spirit, smile.
You need to always approach the friends with good spirits and try to awaken them, even though you internally feel opposite to it. But towards the friends, you have to treat them like that. That's it. Always awaken them.
Moscow 1.
If I understood correctly, the entrance and the exit is not permanent, but the permanent work we check like we check an illumination of a lamp, a light bulb.
Right, right. Mark 6.
Rav, статья говорится, когда приходит радость.
Rav, the article says that the moment joy comes, you have to learn the words of the Torah, so it would be, so the reason of Torah will be revealed. So what?
The upper light is called Torah. And for it to appear, we need our own vessel for it that will be also in some form of bestowal. And then according to the equivalence between the light and the Kli, the light called Torah will appear in the Kli on our part, which is the will to receive with an inclination to bestow.
If the light and the words of Torah are light, how do you learn that?
It says you have to write it on your heart. Meaning, you don't study it in your intellect. You learn it from how much you change your own qualities. And that is how you learn, in a practical way. Not intellectually, but in practice, in your feeling, your relation toward the friends. PT 35.
Morning, Rav, friends, worldly. Is it correct to say that the more we annul relative to what we receive from the teacher, we can use the force of the teacher and the ten?
If you realize what the teacher tells you, and our teacher, we should understand, it is Baal Sulam Rabash. I'm just a communicator. So if we follow what they wrote to us, we then use their strength and we advance. PT
31.
We learned that everything will be clarified in the thought, and in the article it says that the joy is revealed through man, which is good deeds. What are the deeds? And the question is, why through deeds and not through thoughts?
Deeds, meaning that we change our intentions from in order to receive to in order to bestow. That's called a good deed.
Typically, after successful acts, actions, deeds, we receive additional coarseness and lose the degree. How does that sit with the joy?
In order for us to go forward, sure. To advance. And in order to get used to being joyful in all actions, ups and downs.
PT 33.
Is the joy coming immediately as a result of good deeds, or does it come at other times?
When you manage to organize yourself to be in the correct attitude, both to ascense and descends, because you receive everything from the Creator, none else besides Him, then you feel joy without any stop. We have to reach such joy where all the, both the ascents and descents are joyful to us. Joyfulness is the vessel. It's the vessel because you justify the Creator, you aim to bestow to Him, you don't demand anything to yourself. And that's basically expressed in this one word, joyfulness.
Another small thing. Is there a way to know if this is joy from sanctity or from the Sitra Acha, the other side? How can you tell?
To the extent that you can be in that permanently, in the lessons with the friends, and that's joy from Kedusha, joyfulness from good deeds, from actions of bestowal. Unity 4.
Расскажите, пожалуйста, какая нужна подготовка?
What should be the preparation in the 10 in order to reach common joy and an ascent?
Talk about it between you and discuss it and clarify it. It's all in front of you. Most importantly, I think, is to discuss the importance of the goal, the importance of our state. Every person that's with us is weighed against hundreds of millions of people. Think about it. Let's move on to the women. Just let's make it quickly and seriously.
Yeah, most of the questions were answered. They asked for Moscow 5, what is the burden of the kingdom of heaven that a person undertakes?
The burden of the kingdom of heaven is our work that we have to clarify what belongs to in order to receive and what belongs to in order to bestow and sort it out. This is Klipa and this is Kedusha. And ask of the Creator, because we can't do it alone, to take upon ourselves the actions of bestowal, of Kedusha, and that is possible only by always praying to the Creator and asking Him for these forces, for this strength, because we have nothing that can be in Kedusha. So we turn to the Creator, we receive the strength of Kedusha, and accepting this process is called accepting the burden of the Kingdom of Heaven.
From Kabiu, they continue. Why the Kingdom of Heaven is considered a burden?
Because we are happy about it. It's not that we don't want it. We're happy that we're under this pressure and that it obligates us to advance spiritually. Because if we didn't have any pressure upon us through different events that happened to us, then according to our nature, we would never come closer to spirituality. So it's actually very important to us to feel this burden of the Kingdom of Heaven, as we call it, as an ox to the burden and a donkey to the load, that we want. It's still not there yet, but that's what happens afterwards, that we love the difficulty, because according to the measure of the level of difficulty, we attain the Creator. According to the coarseness of the kli, we reveal the upper force.
What does it mean that the Creator sentences a person where he is? What kind of sentence is that? Who's the judge?
The Creator is the judge, and he judges the person according to the general state the person is in, which we don't know. That has to do with who we are, what we are, what we went through, what exact point of shattering we come from in the soul of Adam Rishon, and so on. These are calculations of the Creator. But most importantly is that we need to be inclined to connect, to bestowal and connection between us. We have to understand that there's no games we can play with the Creator. All our games are only between us. That if we try to be connected to each other, by that we've built the spiritual vessel, because we do it above our ego. If we try to search for how do we come closer to the Creator in this vessel, then we somewhat establish this vessel, which has some connection, because we're no longer just rejecting each other, we're also trying to connect to the Creator and position ourselves towards Him, and so on.
Moscow 5 is asking to summarize again, what are those acts of sanctity through which we can reveal the joy?
The actions are only connection between us. Only connection between us. It is written, a desolate city cannot be ruined. Meaning, if there is a city that where the people in it are great, huge criminals, but if they are connected between them, like you see in gangs, that they're all united because they have an important goal of robbing someone or stealing something. So if they're connected, these robbers in the city, then you can't conquer that city. You can't. Because there's There's a creator over that city, but they're criminals. It doesn't matter that they're criminals. The force of connection they generate between them is more important than being criminals. Between themselves, they're not criminals. They're righteous. They want to justify each other, connect with each other, achieve love towards each other, because they know that otherwise they don't reach their goal. And their goal is to rob. But still, it connects them. And then there's Kedusha among them. Because even though it's in order to receive in a crude manner, but they are somewhat compatible to the Creator through their connection. So the main thing between us is connection. That's it, Niv.
No. Rav, we have more questions.
Okay, a few more.
From Kiev. In the state where there's no taste in the work and there's no force of life, there's no joy, can we look for egoistic feelings that the group can give, or we should agree with that state and remain in it?
When there is no taste in the lesson, then you need to look for taste in dissemination, in working in the group, in different ways. That's what I recommend. But under no circumstances, you don't leave, not the lessons and not the group work. The lessons or the meetings, that has to be just ongoing, mechanically. Another one?
Yeah, another one from France, from French. The women are asking, they say that in the sources, it says that when a joy comes to a person, it's recommended to read the Holy Scriptures. They're asking why. Why is that?
Because they bring the light that reforms. They bring light to the person. I recommend to read during the day, when you meet together a few times, the articles that we read in the morning, during the lesson. And that will fill you up. That's good. Both for today and for the next day, what we're going to learn. You receive it in advance. So, can also read in advance what we're going to learn the day after. The best thing is to tie ourselves to the texts from Baal HaSulam and Rabash.
One final question, repeating itself. Women from the U.S. are asking again to make the distinction between corporeal and spiritual joy. It's not clear.
Corporeal joy is from reception. Spiritual joy is from bestowal. That's it. In addition, the corporeal joy is from separation, that I raise myself as opposed to others. Spiritual joy is from connecting, and each one wants to see himself lower than the others. Meaning the difference is both in the state of the kli and the fulfillment that comes into the kli. All right, Niv, maybe we will... Maybe we'll read again.
I will?
Okay.
Ah, you want me to read? Okay. Article 58 from Shamati, joy is a reflection of good deeds. Joy is a reflection of good deeds. If the deeds are of Kedusha, holiness, hence joy appears. However, you must know that there is also a discernment of Klipa, shell. In order to know if it is Kedusha, the scrutiny is in the reason. In Kedusha there is reason, And in the Sitoacha, there's no reason, since another God is sterile and does not bear fruit. Hence, when gladness comes to a person, he should delve in the words of Torah in order to discover the mind of the Torah. He must also know that gladness is discerned as upper illumination that appears by man, which is good deeds. The Creator sentences one where one is, meaning according to his state. In other words, if one takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, there is an immediate upper illumination on this, which is considered eternity too. Even if one evidently sees that he will soon fall from his degree, he still sentences one where one is, meaning according to his state. He doesn't look at what happened and what will happen, but in each and every moment, he sentences the person according to the present moment. Meaning, if a person has now made up his mind to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven for eternity, it is considered wholeness. That's how the Creator accepts it. However, if he takes upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven and does not want that state to remain in him forever, this thing and this deed is not considered wholeness. And naturally, the upper light cannot come and rest on it. The upper light cannot come and rest on it. This is because the upper light is whole and eternal and is not about to change. With a person, however, even in the state he's in, he does not want it to be forever.
Beseder, tov.
Okay.
Rechovot.
Lama man ze mas.
Why man is good deeds?
Man ze nikra totzam imasim tovim she adam.
Man is called the result of good deeds that a person makes calculations and actions and efforts, and ultimately comes to a prayer, where he understands that only the prayer can help him. But it's after scrutinies, efforts, and connections with the friends. And so the man is called a result of good deeds. PT 24.
What is the intention? Another God is sterile. What is it, another God?
That refers to the sitracha, the ego, that you if you're asking for that, and you don't receive the right response. So it seems to us that we make a lot of efforts and we're working, but we're not asking correctly.
Meaning we're seemingly turning to another God, not the Creator?
Yes. I want to receive knowledge and power and to know and to rule everything. So I'm addressing the ego. And with that, I'm certainly not going to succeed. But bit by bit, even if that's what I do, it gradually teaches me, not through a path of Torah, but through a path of suffering. I suffer blows and I'm not happy, but a penny joins another penny until there's a great sum total, and I ultimately begin to realize this isn't the right path. And then I begin to turn to him directly.
So it's a plea for connection and to reach bestowal, that's the main plea?
Yes, that's the problem, that connection for us is like this stumbling block that we always stumble upon. It's there all the time in our path, and we can't stand it, and we try to bypass it, and it just stands there, and it doesn't move.
Latin 7.
Stony heart, Rav said. Latin 7.
The question is, it says that in the Sitra Achra, the other side, there is no reason. What is the meaning of that?
There can't be reason in the Sitra Achra because reason, that, it means the combination between Chokhmah and Bina. And in the Sitra Achra, there is no Chokhmah or Bina. There is no restriction, there is no screen above the will to receive, and there is no reflected light where you want to be in bestowal with the will to receive. And so it turns out that we're in an opposite state to bestowal, to the Creator, to Kedusha. And that's why it's called that this force is sterile and it does not bear fruit. Meaning it has no power, it can't bring anything. Our ego can only lead us to crises, both in this world and in spirituality. But by that, it becomes help made against thee. Meaning, it acts against the Kedusha, but by that, it teaches us. It teaches us, don't do this, don't do that. That's how we learn.
Chadera 2.
Chadera 2.
Boker tov, Rav. Limud Torah צריך להיות כל הזמן. אז למה צריך, אז למה בעניין של שמחה דווקא הוא מדגיש על לימוד תורה? מה, אני צריך לחכות שיבוא לי שמחה כדי ללמוד תורה? אני צריך ללמוד תורה כל הזמן.
To wait for joy to study Torah, I have to study all the time.
That's true. But if you receive joy from studying, from being with the friends, from working on the connection between you, that gives you an illumination from above called Torah, even though you don't yet feel it in practice, but you receive it time and time again, these small illuminations, and this is what holds us and advances us.
Florida.
Florida.
Thank you, Rav. The last line of this article, it says, with a person, however, even if he wants, the state one is in will not be forever. Or is he talking about up until the final correction? Because after final correction, we're in adhesion and we're in a constant state of bestowal. Is this right?
Yes, we are always rising through the ladder. Even now, even just people who have nothing to do with us. You see what's happening in the world. People make mistakes, they're trying to do all kinds of things. It's also part of the scrutinies. The whole world, everyone is actually making spiritual actions. It's just not according to their view. It's not in their view. But everyone's doing that. Everyone's working for the Creator. It's just whether it is in, within, not according to your reason, or within your reason. We want to do that with our agreement, with our own accord, with our own prayer. But all of humanity, they don't know about it. And yet, they're engaged in the work of the Creator, but in a way that the Creator forces them to. Well, that's nature that just obligates them to act that way. Italy 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. Che cosa significa che la
Kedusha? What's the meaning of
conoscenza nella sitra.
Sanctity has reason, but there is no reason for the sitra on the other side.
Kedusha ze nikra aviyut.
Kedusha is called Oviyut, Tzimtzum, Masach, to work with that Oviyut in order to bestow. So accordingly, there is reflected light, and the reflected light becomes the Kli, my intention to bestow in return to the Creator, according to the accordance between how He bestows to me and how I bestow to Him. When we meet there, that's where we feel each other. And that's called the revelation of the Creator to the created being. In the mutual bestowal between the Creator and the created being. That's how we work.
All
right. If we are done with Italy 4, we'll go to the next.